Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rise High Daily. Today we're diving into something that's absolutely essential for fulfilling life, building strong, healthy relationships. And trust me, this isn't just about romantic love, it's about friendships, family connections, even those with your colleague. You know the feeling when you have those deep, meaningful conversations where you truly feel heard and understood. That's the power of effective communication. And let's be real, sometimes our communication skills could use a little upgrade, right? We all get caught up in our own thoughts, sometimes miss cues, or even end up saying things we didn't mean. But the good news is, communication is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. So, are you ready to level up your relationship game with some killer communication strategies? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can seriously transform how you connect with others. First up, active listening. This isn't just about hearing the words, it's about truly absorbing what someone is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Think of it like this. Imagine your friend is telling you about the tough situation at work. Instead of immediately jumping in with your own solutions, try focusing on understanding their feelings. Use phrases like, "Tell me more about how that made you feel," or "What was going through your mind during that conversation." Next up, be specific and clear. Avoid vague statements like, "I'm feeling upset." Instead, try something like, "When you didn't show up to our dinner plans without letting me know, it made me feel hurt and disappointed." Being direct and honest helps avoid misunderstandings and allows the other person to truly understand your perspective. Now, let's talk about empathy. This means putting yourself in another person's shoes and trying to see things from their point of view. Even if you don't agree with them, try to understand where they're coming from. Remember that everyone has their own unique experiences and perspectives that shape their thoughts and actions. A little empathy goes a long way in building bridges and fostering deeper connections. Okay, here's one that can be tough. Learn to give constructive feedback. No one likes getting criticized all the time, but giving honest, helpful feedback is essential for growth, both yours and theirs. When offering feedback, focus on specific behaviors rather than attacking someone's character. For example, instead of saying, "You're always so disorganized," try something like, "I noticed that some deadlines were missed this week. Is there anything I can do to help you stay on track?" Lastly, don't forget the power of non-verbal communication. Your body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice speak volumes. Make eye contact, smile genuinely, and use an open posture to show that you're engaged and interested in what the other person is saying. Ever felt like your words just weren't getting through? Like you were talking to a wall? Picture this. You're having dinner with a friend who's been going through a rough patch. You really want to offer support, but every time you try to say something helpful, they shut down. They give you one-word answers and avoid the eye contact. It's frustrating, right? And that's where effective communication comes in. If your friend is feeling overwhelmed or closed off, instead of launching into advice, start by actively listening. Let them know that you're there for them and create a safe space for them to open up. Use phrases like, "I hear you, that sounds really tough, and I'm here for you." Sometimes, the most powerful thing you can do is simply be present and let your friend know that they're not alone. So, remember, relationships thrive on open, honest communication. Take these 5 takeaways to heart. Practice active listening, be specific and clear with your words, cultivate empathy, offer constructive feedback, and pay attention to nonverbal cues. These are simple yet powerful tools that can transform your relationships for the better. Make a conscious effort to implement these strategies in your daily interactions and watch your connections deepen and flourish. Now I want to hear from you. What's one communication strategy you're going to try this week? Share it in the comments below or send me a message on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, keep rising higher every single day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.